When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Terrell International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com. That's T-E-R-O.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. T-E-R-O.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. iowabusinessjournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Jeff Pitts from City View is with us. We're going to be talking about stuff to do in the metro tonight, all the way through the weekend into next week. Jeff, welcome back. Good to have you, man.
Hey. Welcome back, me. Welcome back, you.
I know.
How was it?
DC?
Yeah.
Alternative universe. I saw and heard things that are not fit for man nor beast.
Really?
Oh, boy. Oh, everybody wow. should go and have the joy
yeah.
to sit in some of these administration briefings and uh-huh. legislative briefings uh-huh. and just know that what's coming out of the mouths of some of these people uh-huh. is absolute rubbish.
Really? Oh, I find that hard to believe.
I know. Politicians, who would think that would be? But it was fun. It was fun. I just hope that, you know, you can shed a little light on some of the things that are said and say, mm-hmm. what did he just say? What are you going to be? Anyway, so, but we don't do politics on the Business News Hour, especially during this segment, because we have fun.
That's right. Fun.
That's it.
Fun.
Fun. That's a Beach Boys song.
Yeah. Don't get me started on the Beach Boys.
You like the Beach Boys?
Yeah.
I love the Beach Boys. Oh, of course.
Favorite Beach Boys song?
In My Room.
I don't think I've heard that one.
There you go. I can't sing it, so forget it. Fun until your daddy takes the T-bird away.
Oh, yeah. That? That's a good one.
Where's that Jan and Dean?
Ooh, no, that's Beach Boys, that's Beach Boys. Pretty sure.
Okay. All right, pretty sorry. A little divergent path there, mm-hmm. but that's what you get when you have ADD so bad. Boom.
From D.C. to the Beach Boys? That's coast to coast.
It is, baby.
California to...
D.C.
Back to Des Moines.
What do we got?
Today.
Yeah.
Thursday. Through Saturday. Through the weekend. Out at Drake Stadium.
Yeah.
Is the 2018 Co-Ed State Track and Field Meet.
All right.
How's your 40 time looking?
Not good. Not anymore. Yeah, I used to run.
Did you?
I used to run the 440, 100-yard dash.
Yeah.
440 relay, 100-yard nice. Dash. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to smoke it out of those
stuff.
But when I ran.
Cinder track?
Yeah. How'd you know?
I just had a suspicion.
Yeah. I think I still have marks in my knees and elbows where you fell down and the cinders get in.
What is cinder? Is it like bricks?
I don't know. I think it's cinders were from coal fired furnaces and stuff.
Oh.
And
really?
You know, the chunks and yeah. I think. I don't know. I don't know, it hurts like hell. You fall on it.
Still have some lodged in your knee bone.
Oh man. That was tough. You want me to jump a hurdle and what? So the thin skins are in.
Thin skins?
That's what we used to call the track team, the thin skins.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think because of the
propensity
uniform
to be pierced by cinder, the skin.
No, because of the kind of clothing, you know,
like
it was all
sheer.
Thin and sheer, yeah. and yeah. So I think, but that's what we used to call the track team, thin skins.
Just your high school, or
I don't
is
know.
This?
I think
it's probably
that,
some kind of thing.
Colloquialism? I don't know. We were the Milford Redskins, by the way.
Really?
Up in Detroit, yeah.
When that could change?
When they got PC. They said, now they're the Mavericks.
Mavs.
It's still a sore spot.
They still say thin skins.
I don't know. I haven't been back.
All right, tomorrow, Iowa Cubs.
Yay, take me out of the ball game.
Take me out of the ball game.
Yeah.
They play the Omaha Storm Chasers. Actually, they play tonight also, and they play Saturday and Sunday.
Nice.
Storm Chasers.
3-day stand.
4-day stand.
Four? Oh, okay.
I Cubs. Actually, City View's having a like employee
really?
Outing Friday night at the yeah.
Nice.
Stop by and say hi, maybe.
Mr. Gartner there to sign autographs?
I don't know if he'll be there or not.
Check him out.
You have an autograph of his?
No, but I've stood and talked with Michael many times.
You've been asked for an autograph.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you sign it? Or are you like, no,
oh, yeah. No,
I don't
no,
do
no,
that.
No, I did.
Or were you like, $20?
This is a long time ago. $20, yeah. I was just praying for somebody to know who I was. Are you kidding me? No, when I was a rock and roll disc jockey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to do those street dances.
Yeah.
And we had these huge, huge speakers, and we'd go do street dances.
Huh.
All over. Yeah, oh, yeah. That was big.
They should bring that back.
Yeah. I think they have, but it's a whole different deal.
Okay, also tomorrow night, Friday, at Madhouse Brewing, 501 Scott Avenue, River Bend Sport and Social Club Grass Volleyball League. What a way to meet new friends, an even better way to hang out with old pals.
Yeah.
Grass volleyball grass is volleyball. A sport for people of all levels. You can go from newbie to pro in just a few short weeks.
Yeah.
Bump, set, spike.
That's it.
It's a recreational league, so if you're ready to have some fun, laugh, and encourage everyone to play, the league starts Friday, tomorrow, May 18th.
Grass stains. That's what I was thinking. Grass stains, laundry.
Yeah, don't wear white.
Yeah.
If you know what's good for you.
Speaking of sport.
Mm-hmm.
The other night, my granddaughter and I happened to be in West Des Moines.
Yep.
And we saw some guys practicing cricket.
Really?
Yes. That.
Practicing?
They were just practicing, yeah.
Practice.
There must have been, I don't know, 11, 12 people out there. And have you ever watched this? This is crazy.
No. I mean, I've seen a couple highlights, you know.
So you got the guy in front of the wicket that's got the bat,
yeah,
right? He's the batter.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got the guy that pitches the ball.
Okay.
But they, like, have a running start of 20 yards before they hurl that ball at breakneck
really?
Speed. Yeah. It's crazy.
Do they bounce it?
Too? No.
No.
The guy that's the batter wears protective gear, you know, shin guards and stuff. These other people, nothing.
Nothing.
And these balls are little red balls, you know, and they rock it off of that bat. It's just way, way too scary.
Why do they call it cricket?
I don't know. I don't know.
You think it's making an invasion?
It is. Well, yeah, there's lots of immigrants here in the greater Des Moines metro.
From England?
From India.
Oh, okay.
And some of those areas.
Yeah.
And like cricket's
a big
thing.
Colonies.
Yeah, the old British colonies. Yeah, so they're here. Cricket teams.
Huh.
In Des Moines.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Might be
sticky
something.
Wicket. What?
I don't know. Also tomorrow, Nightfall on the River.
Thank goodness.
Lake Street Dive at the Simon Estes Amphitheater.
They're going to close that for some reason, right? What's the deal with that?
I heard that too. You know, I haven't read up on it, but it seems like it's still... At least every other week or so is
right.
still there.
Something's
at least for the time being. So, yeah. Lake Street Dive. Saturday, this weekend. Pi-athlon.
Get out of here.
Yep. Pi-athlon is a sprint distance triathlon that celebrates the way that exercise and a healthy lifestyle and meaningful relationships support people through adversity in their life, including cancer.
Yep.
It spotlights stories of why members who have endured as a result of these supports.
I know one of the original founders of the Pi-athlon.
Yeah?
Yeah. This has been going on for a number of years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good deal.
Saturday at the Waukee YMCA. Starts at 7:30 a.m. Get up early. Also this weekend, Des Moines Symphony Masterworks 7 season finale.
Ooh.
Rhapsody in Blue. You a Symphony fan?
No.
Short answer, no. You deliberated.
Well, I was, you know, I'm my bride loves the symphony.
Really?
So by pure osmosis,
mm-hmm.
I guess I am a symphony goer.
Right.
But not really.
You're like a symphony fan in law.
That's it. Yeah. Twice removed.
Second cousins.
Yeah.
I've never played a horn or anything.
Yeah, me either.
But anyway, that's Civic Symphony. Center this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Starts at 7:30. Also this Saturday, Great Strides is the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation's largest fundraising event. More than 125,000 really? People participate in over 400 walks across the country. But there's one going on in Des Moines. Sign up at 9, walk at 10, done by 11. Starts at the Bass Pro or the Outlets shops of Des Moines.
Nice.
In Altoona. Yeah, so a lot of these types of events are starting up. It's that kind of season to get out, get healthy, and help other people get healthy. Vintage and Made Fair.
At the Vintage and Made
Dallas
Fair.
Dallas County Fairgrounds in Adel. Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4. Shoppers will find antiques, your favorite.
Yeah.
And vintage, your favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Home decor, jewelry, handcrafted goods, outdoor accents, seasonal flora, local eats, and everything needed to create a vintage and handmade lifestyle.
There you go.
You going to be there?
No.
I knew when I was putting together this slate of events, I'm like, I don't think Michael's
going to do any of this stuff.
He's staying home.
Well, my bride has me going to Florida.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
I'm out. Toast.
We even need to finish this list?
Oh, yeah. Of course. You're going to this stuff, not me.
Florida. That's not on this list.
I know.
Should be.
Should be.
Okay. Also Saturday, Walk MS. Des Moines 2018. Walk
There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
A lot of stuff like that. Yep. The walk, you know, to help multiple sclerosis. That's at Principal Park. Starts and finishes. Saturday morning. Sunday, Valley Junction Arts Festival.
Nice.
I know you. If you weren't in
Florida, if I weren't there, I would be there.
That's 11 to 4. Redefining Art in Valley Junction. The primary focus is juried exhibition of fine arts and crafts, and giving the public the opportunity to meet, interact, and purchase original work by artists.
Nice.
Might be something. Next week.
Yep.
At Wells Fargo Arena.
Really?
I'm just...
Really, you're just kind of, that's a pregnant pause.
I'm going to try and sing it for you. I want you to fill in the blank so you can get it. At Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah.
I'm just a, not enough.
I'm just a.
I like mine with lettuce and tomato.
Oh, Jimmy Buffett.
That's right.
We're going to Margaritaville.
Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band, Son of a Sailor, Tour 2018, Wells Fargo Arena, starts at 8.
I have several friends.
Yeah.
That will be there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fins up.
Fins up.
Yeah. This is a... I have friends that are so far into Jimmy Buffett.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Jimmy Buffett night? Back in the day? At Jimmy's 8th Street Bar and Grill?
No. Okay. I never went to those things.
Or American Cafe.
No. Jimmy's All-American.
Jimmy's All-American Cafe.
Right.
I worked there.
Did you?
Yeah. Way back when. They had Jimmy Buffett every Wednesday night.
I bet you've got stories.
Yeah, there were some stories.
Yeah, I bet.
Yes, sir. So anyway, yeah. That's going on Tuesday, Thursday. Chip in for charity golf outing.
Oh, cute.
Get the four. To benefit Society of St. Vincent de Paul at Echo Valley Country Club.
Nice.
They've got the thrift stores, you know. Which, nothing thrift happens in this town without me knowing about it.
So you're going to the vintage and handmade thing.
That's just outside of town. Okay. I'd like to go. I might go, but I got too much going on this weekend.
All right.
And then, to wrap it up, next Thursday at 7:30, the Des Moines Menace kick off their season.
And they really do kick off their season.
They do. Are you ready for some football?
Some football.
Are you a soccer fan at all?
No.
No.
But I do understand
Why
soccer fans riot.
Why?
because nothing goes on for so long that they get crazy and they have to have something to do.
Oh, get the pitchfork, soccer fans.
Yeah, I know, I know. I have a good friend that's a crazy soccer
fan. Yeah.
Yeah, and she would take offense at that. I'll not say Tanya Keith's name. That should allow me to skate.
You know, in high school, my senior year, our soccer team ended the season ranked number one in
really?
The country, USA Today.
Whoa.
Yeah, how about that?
Did you play?
No.
Oh.
No, they finished number one.
Oh, exactly. Oh, that. All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, having some fun on a Thursday evening, talking about stuff to do in the Metro this weekend and into next week. Thanks, Jeff.
You betcha.
Appreciate
anytime.
It. All right, we got to go. Clear on out of here. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.